From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Still no response from North Korea after Saturday's unanimous vote by the UN Security Council, 15-0, for a resolution written by the United States that will deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. That's a third of what the company produces every year in exports. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley now on the new sanctions.
We must work together to fully implement the sanctions we impose today and those imposed in past resolutions. The step we take together today is an important one, but we should not fool ourselves into thinking we have solved the problem. Not even close.
The resolution to place added sanctions on North Korea is in response to the rogue nation's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th. The test showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. China pressed North Korea on Sunday to halt its missile and nuclear tests, saying the North should not, quote, provoke international society's goodwill. The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, in a blunt show of support for the new United Nations sanctions, delivered Beijing's warning to his North Korean counterpart, Ri Yong-ho, on the sidelines of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ministerial meetings in Manila, the Philippines. He also held a bilateral meeting with Wang Yi, urging Wang Yi to adhere to the UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with the missile launches and nuclear tests. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Russia said Sunday that the U.S. is soon sending its negotiator for eastern Ukraine to Moscow for talks about the ongoing violence. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov made the announcement after an hour-long meeting in Manila with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. It was the first high-level contact between the two countries since last week when President Trump reluctantly signed new sanctions into law to punish Russia for interfering in the 2016 presidential election to help him win. Lavrov said U.S. diplomat Kurt Volker would meet with Russia's envoy for the Ukraine crisis, Vladislav Surkov. Last month, Volker visited eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed separatists have been fighting Kiev's forces for more than 3 years. During the conflict, Russia has annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, and more than 10,000 people have been killed. Kenya's Rift Valley was the epicenter of the 2007-2008 post-election violence. While there are few concerns of mounting tensions this year over the ongoing local races, residents have held youth marches and a special church service to remember the victims of the 2008 Kiamba Church massacre. Mohamed Yusuf reports from Eldoret.
In 2007, a disputed presidential vote, communities turned against each other. More than 1,000 people died and 600,000 people were displaced. Since the post-election violence, many things have changed. The two warring communities have reconciled and now support one candidate for the presidency, the incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta and his deputy William Ruto. In this election, that unity will be tested as local races and politics take center stage. The International Crisis Group has warned of possible violence, saying the creation of new counties ruled by powerful elected local officials has increased the stakes of the political competition. ICG notes the task of reconciling the two communities is not yet complete, and unresolved historical grievances explain the tension that comes with election violence in Rift Valley region. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Eldoret, Kenya.
Israel's communications ministry said Sunday that it plans to ban the Al Jazeera news network from the Jewish state. Communications Minister Ayub Kara said that he wants to revoke press credentials from Al Jazeera reporters that would prevent them from working in the country. He made the announcement at a news conference on Sunday, from which Al Jazeera reporters were barred. Al Jazeera also said that Kara had moved to shut down both English and Arabic operations in the country. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.